Coach on the road once again, take you behind the scenes with MLB stars of the game, and I got the man, my man here, CeeLo. How we doing?
Everything good, man. Thanks for having me.
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So, I mean, you know, it's been a while. You had a little time in the big leagues now. So, what's this big league journey been like for you?
Oh, well, I made 10 years now, so I don't know if that makes you feel any older, but I remember you interviewing me about 10 years ago. I was 22 years old, so now I'm 32. It's been quite the journey. Had some good pit stops along the way, pitched in some important games, but met a lot of special people. So.
10 years? I look like I thought you was only 13. You
yeah. Good. I feel like good. I look young. I can fool some people still.
So what about these adjustments that you had to make over time?
I mean, as you get older, you know, things don't work as well as they used to when you were younger. So as far as the pitching, you know, different kind of repertoire features some more pitches. And quite frankly, I don't throw as hard as I used to. So I had to figure out how to get guys out different ways.
You learn how to be a finesse pitcher.
Yeah, a little more finesse to me. But I still throw it hard sometimes, but finessing.
So, you know, again, you say you've been in the big leagues 10 years, you've been around 2 years. Now, how much have the game changed over that period of time?
It's changed a lot. Everybody throws hard now. Everyone's got an edge, you know. There's a bunch of information that's given to us, and it's always used. And just guys are really a lot more prepared. Not that they weren't back then, but there's just a lot more information to be prepared with.
So, again, when you came up, there weren't as much analytics in the game
exactly.
Today. I
mean,
now it's all about data, statistics, stats.
You know what? Yeah.
How much has that affected the game? I'm old school. Just put them out. You do the job, you don't do the job. Now everything's about stats.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you know, I think a lot of lineups are based off, you know, matchups and OPS for certain pitchers and how they hit against, you know, handedness. And, you know, a lot of teams run out lineups where, you know, right-handed lineups versus left-handed pitchers, left-handed lineups versus right-handed pitchers. And those changes happen. You see them happen, you know, in the middle of games where, you know, the starter's out after five. And say it's a right-handed starter, they're bringing a left-handed reliever. The righties are coming in those spots where, you know, that there's certain lanes for hitters and certain lanes for pitchers. So I think the data has a lot to do with, you know, how the pawns are mapped out on the chessboard. So it's good, but sometimes, you know, it takes away that old school feel of, like, you know, some intuition. And using that intuition to determine, you know, what you should do for the situation.
You know, I got to ask the question. You got your break into the big leagues with the White Sox. You're back in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the emotions when you come back to this ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, this would be the third time I finally got to pitch here last night. I asked the same question. I was just making sure I was going to walk to the right dugout, not the wrong dugout, because I hadn't pitched here in so long. Last time I pitched here was in a White Sox uniform, but you know, it was good to be back. You know, it felt like home. Obviously, pitched on that mound out there many a time, and also got a nice tribute video, which was special. So yeah, it was a special moment.
Do you kind of follow the team from a distance?
Not really, because there's so much going on here as a Yankee. So, and plus I got 3 kids. So once baseball's done at the stadium, I go home and I gotta be dad. So I'm not thinking much about it.
Last 2 questions. I mean, you ever hit playing for the Yankees? Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, the Storkit organizations. Mm-hmm. I mean, what does it mean to you to wear that Yankee uniform?
For me, the Yankees are probably the most historic franchise in baseball. A lot of legends, especially still, you know, ones that are still around, they come around often. So there's a lot of knowledge that walks around our clubhouse as a Yankee. And it's just, you know, it's special to be able to wear the pinstripes. It's, like I said, it's historic, you know, obviously names that everybody knows, that people that don't even follow baseball know the names of very well-known Yankees. So it is an honor.
Last question. You hit that milestone, 10 years in the big leagues.
Yeah, yeah.
Qualify for that pension. So how do you want this game to remember you when it's all said and done?
I mean, for me, it's just, I hope people remember me as a fierce competitor that never gave up and was trying to win every ball game that I stepped on mound for.
Coach, with my hero,
CeeLo.
Appreciate it.
Good to see you.
Take care.